At a point near the Auk Village Recreation Area in Juneau, Kenneth Weitzel jokes that he's drawn the short straw. Today, he's going in the water.
The boss told me.
His co-workers at Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska are on the shore, dragging rakes across the sand to collect butter clams, mussels, and cockles to be tested for paralytic shellfish poisoning. But Weitzel is doing a different task. He'll be sampling the water for the two types of phytoplankton that can cause those shellfish to become unsafe for humans to eat. He says it's kind of ironic this is part of his job now as a natural resource specialist. He grew up in a community where he saw jars of smoked cockles stacked on his neighbor's shelves. It was frequently on the menu in his home, too. But he admits it wasn't always his favorite food.
I remember all the times as a kid in Hoonah crying because I wanted McDonald's and not something out of the ocean.
He likes eating smoked cockles now. But Weitzel says consuming this important subsistence resource can be a little like rolling the dice as warming ocean temperatures become increasingly persistent. This monitoring program, started by the Sitka Tribe of Alaska 6 years ago, is addressing a huge need. Weitzel says it's an example of what the region needs more of. For the past 3 years, he's been working on a climate change adaptation plan, a kind of first attempt to lay out more of the tribal government's priorities. A big one is building a more robust network of scientific research. Weitzel says as he started to put the policy together, he noticed gaps.
All the data was focused on northern Alaska, where they're getting, where the squeaky wheel is getting the oil.
Of course, in some parts of Alaska, the wheel has nearly fallen off the axle entirely. Sea ice was virtually non-existent in the Bering Sea this winter. David Holland says he isn't surprised there isn't more research that's relevant to Southeast Alaska. Holland works with Alaska Sea Grant and helps coastal communities with climate change policies. He assisted Tlingit and Haida with the creation of their plan. And he says, for the most part, federal agencies have focused their research efforts on offshore projects in deep ocean waters.
A lot of Southeast is really the nearshore environment where the state has more jurisdiction. But right now, they just don't have the resources to do a lot of the monitoring that needs to be done.
So, like the shellfish testing, tribal governments are doing it themselves. Raymond Paddock, the environmental coordinator at Tlingit and Haida, describes the changes that Southeast Alaska is experiencing as more nuanced. Aside from the rapidly retreating glaciers, there's a host of slow-moving disasters to consider, depleting fish stocks and the decline of the culturally valuable tree species yellow cedar. Paddock says the region doesn't necessarily fit the mold for the rest of the state, but the concerns are still valid.
We really couldn't model ourselves after what's happening in the north. Granted, our brothers and sisters up there are having big problems and issues, but ecologically, it's different up there.
So Tlingit and Haida look to its neighbors south, the Jamestown Tsklalam tribe in Washington State, for a framework to adapt their climate change adaptation plan. In April, the Tribal Executive Council approved it. The 53-page document begins with an acknowledgement. The region is at a disadvantage. There needs to be more scientific research and monitoring efforts to better prepare for the future. Paddock sees this as an opportunity.
As administrations change, priorities change as well. And we see that on a national level as well as here on the state level, though, too. So it always comes back to our communities being those leaders.
Within the next year, Tlingit and Haida hopes to identify a couple of actionable items, like collecting more data on what's happening to salmon. At a time when climate change information has disappeared from some federal and state websites, Paddock says owning that research will give tribal governments some added assurance.
Data is power. It's power. So, and that's what we're trying to build our tribes to have. Is to have that power in their back pocket when needed.
Back on the shoreline, a class of kindergartners randomly show up. As the Tlingit and Haida environmental team finish collecting the shellfish to be sent off to the lab in Sitka. In about a week, the lab results will be back, indicating if the shellfish are safe to eat. A man tending to a beach fire nearby asks the team if they're testing on behalf of the state or the feds. They tell him neither. They're working with tribal governments. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.